Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining me today. We're going through the ego death, psychedelics, mushrooms, healing, and really, really, really interesting stuff. So if you're interested in the ego, in healing, in letting go from your past, into becoming the most authentic version of yourself, from letting go of shit that you've been through to psychedelics, this is all going to be encapsulated into this conversation. So stick around, guys. This one's going to be really, really awesome. You're going to get a ton of value from this. I'm going to ask you guys one favor. If you could like this video right now, helps me tremendously. If you could subscribe as well, helps the channel build. The bigger the channel gets, the bigger the guests get that come onto the channel, and it's just more value for everyone. So if you could like and subscribe, with all that being said, let's rock and roll. So I just had a mushroom trip yesterday. So I'm fresh out of it, feeling really, really connected, enlightened, and I'm feeling really good. And I wanted to just share my experience and some of the takeaways that I had from yesterday. So I do it every 3 to 6 months, and I'll share with you why. And I just had a lot of takeaways. I actually did it with a friend of mine, and we actually had some really beautiful conversations. It was his first full trip, and it was really cool just to have the dialogue back and forth around my experience, his experience, and sort of connecting the dots. Really, really fascinating conversation and experience that I had. So firstly, why do I enjoy psychedelics? This is the best analogy that I can think of. Think of the electricity that runs through your house. Now, if you plug your phone into the wall and say there was nothing reducing the flow of electricity and all of that electricity went straight into your phone, it would blow your phone up, right? So when you plug your phone into the wall, you've got like the little wall adapter, and that adapter is a reducer and it reduces the flow of electricity. So when it goes into your phone, it doesn't blow your phone up. Now, our mind, now I'm not quite clear on the part of the brain and I'm learning that at the moment, but there's a part of the brain which is responsible for how much information and consciousness that it can take in at any given time. Because right now, as you're watching this video or this podcast or wherever you're listening to this, there are frequencies flying past your head. There's radio frequencies, light frequencies, magnetic frequencies. You just can't see it. Like on the light spectrum, there's a very, very small sliver of light that's visible to the human eye. So there's so much information, frequencies, consciousness that is literally going through us, around us, we're in it, we are a part of it at all given times. Now, back to the reducer. So the reducer in the wall that reduces the flow of electricity that goes into the phone, your brain is always doing that. So your brain is always reducing the flow of consciousness or information, because if it was just untapped, your head would blow up. You would have so much an overwhelmingly amount of information to take in. It's like it would overload the computer, essentially. This is how I see psychedelics. When you have a psychedelic like mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms, whether it's ayahuasca, I've only done psilocybin mushrooms. I do that every 3 to 6 months. I haven't yet done ayahuasca or San Pedro or any of the other ones, DMT. I haven't done any of those yet. It's certainly on the bucket list. But anyways, whenever you have some form of a psychedelic, how I view it, it's like you take the resistor away. So then you just unleash this insane amount of flow of consciousness and information into you, into who you are as a conscious spiritual being. Because we are just an antenna for information. We have a reducer that limits the amount we can take in. So again, our mind doesn't like get frazzled and like overloaded and overwhelmed all the time. So it serves a purpose. Now, excuse me, you don't necessarily have to do psychedelics to do so, because you can access these higher conscious enlightened states through breath work, through meditation, through stillness, through other means, through sound healing, through Reiki healing. There's other versions and methodologies to do so. Psychedelics is kind of like, with, I guess, no disrespect to the, I don't want to diminish or minimize psychedelics in any way, but it's an easier way to access these states. Like you take it, you go in there. It's like, it's kind of like a one-way trip to the conscious world. It's a one-way ticket to remove the reducer, and you just then have this flood of downloads and consciousness and information shows up. Is obviously your kind of your visual patterns that show up for you as well. So that's how I see the concept of psychedelics. And that's my experience. And I've heard a lot of people of the research I've done. I hear a lot of people say very similar things. Now, from that, what does that give you? What does that empower you? What does that allow you to do? For me, it does a lot of healing. So I've done another podcast. I forget the episode number, but it's on psychedelics and why I do psychedelics. So this is kind of maybe a part two of that to a degree. But the best analogy I think of is you've got a picture a big sand dune, picture like in a desert. There's a huge sand dune, and picture someone walks across the sand dune, and then you walk over the same pathway again, and you just keep walking down the same path. It entrenches that sort of walkway into the sand dune. Those are the beliefs of who we are, the identity or the ego that we have for ourselves. And I'll get to ego in a second. But every time you walk through that same pathway, you re-entrench it. You myelinate it within your mind. Whatever fires together, wires together. Whatever you don't use, it prunes itself and it stops. If you don't use it, you lose it essentially. So every time you say, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I can't do this, I'm not this, success is hard, money is evil, you've got all these limiting beliefs, which is all part of the ego. Every time you re-say it or reuse it, you strengthen it. And it becomes the identity of who you are. And the strongest force in the human psyche is to stay consistent with how we define ourselves. So when you introduce a psychedelic into the picture, it's like a huge sandstorm comes through and smooths out that dune. So it's a fresh canvas. So you can rewrite and recreate the identity of who you choose to be. Because this ties into ego. The ego, and the ego is a big can of worms. I'm not fully educated on it just yet. I've just ordered Sigmund Freud's book on the ego, the id, and the superego. But this is my understanding of the ego as of now. For me, I see the authentic self. That's the authentic, fully expressed version of you without all the limitations, the linguistic limitations that you download from your upbringing, from the trauma, from your parents, from society, from religious beliefs or whatever it may be, that you have to be a certain way, you should be, you got to be, you must be, you have to be, and all these expectations, all of those things of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I have to, I ought to, I should. All of that for me is encompassed in or included in the ego of who you see yourself to be. Excuse me, I have to be this, I must be this, I should do this. That's all the ego. And those are all our limitations. A lot of the work I do is essentially dissolve these limitations. That's the biggest bulk of what I do, is I'm dissolving people's limitations. Now, those limitations are those pathways in the dune sand, or in the sand dunes. So when you have a psychedelic experience, and again, you could use breath work, you can do meditation, you can do other methods. Psychedelic's just one method. But when you do it, when you do a psychedelic, it's like smoothing the sand dune. So it's such a powerful way to rewrite those shitty beliefs. It's such a beautiful way to experience the ego death. So just so you know, there's no such thing as like a full ego death, as in you have no ego anymore. The etymology of the word ego is I. It's who you are. So this, the ego death is you die. So that's not true. However, I see the unhealed, the wounded ego, the unauthentic ego, that can die. You can dissolve that through therapy, through meditation, through sound healing. You can, again, so many methodologies. Psychedelics is just such an empowering way where you can just have all of these resets and healings and ego deaths, the unhealthy ego deaths, which allow your authentic self to shine through. Now, the friend that I just had it with over the weekend, I had the conversation with him. I'm like, how was it? What was your experience? He's like, holy shit. I feel like so all these going into it. I said, well, what was the version of you before we went into this? And how do you feel now? He's like, man, like I had all these like expectations of who I have to be, who I should be, who I got to be. And it was just so much pressure on myself. And now I feel so much lighter. I feel so much less pressure. I feel so much more authentic. So that's, for me, is the experience of an ego death. He's, again, the whole ego is not dead because he's not dead, but he's had the ego death of dissolving all of those expectations of who he has to be, ought to be, got to be, should be, because that is all bullshit. It's such a beautiful way of healing trauma, of dissolving limitations. It's such a beautiful healing process. So that's why I do it. Now, I'm not saying take it all the time. I do it every 3 to 6 months. It's a really good reset. It's a really good realignment. I got clearer on this particular trip that I had yesterday. For me, a bit of healing with mom and dad. But for me, it was actually a lot of clarity on my vision, on my purpose, who I am as a man and what I'm here to conquer and what not conquer or achieve. Like, what mission am I here to pursue? So that was my experience this time. Other times, though, I got clearer on my healing. I dissolved a lot of stuff from my childhood, from my dad, from my bullies in school. So there's different, I guess, purposes, and everyone has their own unique experience. But one of the biggest experience and benefits that I've had, which I've shared a couple times today with you, is that it allows you to dissolve those limitations of I have to be, I ought to be, I got to be, I must be, etc. And it allows your authentic self to shine through. And I'm just saying, you don't have to do psychedelics to do that. I do that with my clients using linguistics. I do that using NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, the Demartini method. I use those methods to do the same thing. I have conversations literally every single day with my clients, and I help doing that without the use of psychedelics, because technically I think they're still illegal in a lot of countries. So I can't necessarily say, hey, to go take that. So I do it through other means. So it's just another portal to consciousness. It's taken out that resistor to allow you to have all this insane breakthroughs, downloads, expansion of consciousness, which allows you to do a lot of inner work, a lot of healing, a lot of breakthroughs, and allows you to be a lot more authentic. And the conversation I had with my friend yesterday, he was like, all these insecurities that he said were gone. He's like, I was dealing with this for so long. I had all this insecurity, not enoughness, not worthiness, all this childhood trauma, man, it's not there anymore. I don't feel it anymore. And this was the funny little conversation we had. I'm like, man, imagine how many people right now out there in the world are going through years and years and years of therapy, and you got all of that in 2 hours. The trip takes about 2-3 hours. You got all of that in 2-3 hours, and the whole trip would have cost both of us $40 each. So $40 each to have what people would pay for 10 years worth of therapy straight away. I find that insane. It's like, that is mind-boggling to me. And again, it's not the only method. There's many different methods. I recommend try all of them because they all have their limitations. I do NLP. I do life coaching. I do ego dissolving, which is one of my favorite techniques. I do psychedelics myself. I have a Reiki healer. I do sound healing. I do meditation. There's so many methodologies to heal and to rewire and to unlock your full potential and have the most fulfilled life on earth, that this is just one way to do so. So I hope you got some value out of this, guys. This was a really awesome experience for me that I had yesterday. The takeaways for you, if you're interested and you're drawn to this, obviously find a safe space to do so, find a safe connection. If you want to reach out to me on social media, I'm happy to give you some pointers to help you point in the right direction, but make sure you authentically want to. Make sure you don't get addicted to it and you don't get caught in the trap of psychedelics, which people, they just sort of keep taking it to escape from the reality that they're in. I just like having it as a good download, a good connection with source to have the breakthroughs, the healings, the rewiring, the more authentic self of me come through. And again, you don't actually need it to do it. You could do it through meditation. You could do it through breath work. You could do it through other means. This is just a really beautiful experience. It's like a one-way ticket to get you there, guaranteed. I hope that made sense, guys. I hope you got some value from this. If you're looking to heal, grow, expand, and become the best version of you to create a life on your terms in all areas of your life, career, business, spirituality, finances, health, then send me a DM or click down below. There's a link for a free strategy call with me. Book in for that. I look forward to connecting with you. Only book in if you are ready to do the work. You can drag a horse to water. You can't make a drink. If you're not ready and willing to take a drink, please don't book in. Share this with a friend, guys. Like down below. I appreciate the shit out of you. Have a great day. Bye.